Welcome back to America's Leaders from Coast to Coast, the 250th anniversary edition. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah.
We are heading to the Granite State, New Hampshire, to profile a woman who essentially rewrote the history books for female politicians. We are talking about Senator Jean Shaheen.
Jean Shaheen is a legend in New Hampshire. We use the word trailblazer a lot, but she really is one. She is the first woman in United States history to be elected both a governor and a U.S. senator. That is a unique club of one. She served three terms as governor in the late 90s, where she mastered the art of the New Hampshire way, which basically means balancing a budget without a sales tax or an income tax. If you try to pass those in New Hampshire, your career is over. Shaheen navigated that minefield perfectly.
Since moving to the Senate in 2009, she has pivoted hard toward foreign policy.
She has. She is one of the biggest hawks in the Democratic Party when it comes to Russia. She sits on the Foreign Relations and Armed Services Committees, and she famously restarted the Senate NATO Observer Group. She spends a lot of time in Europe, reassuring our allies that the U.S. isn't going anywhere. Vladimir Putin actually banned her from entering Russia because she was so vocal about sanctions. She basically laughed it off and said she had no plans to vacation in Moscow anyway.
But she never forgets the local economy, which in New Hampshire is heavily tied to defense.
Right, the Portsmouth Naval Shipyard. It is the economic heartbeat of the seacoast region. They repair the nuclear attack submarines there. Shaheen fights tooth and nail on the Armed Services Committee to keep those contracts flowing to Portsmouth. She also focuses on something called PFS contamination. This is a huge issue in her state because of the Pease Air National Guard base. Firefighting foams used at the base contaminated the local water supply. Shaheen has been the leader in forcing the EPA and the military to study the health effects and clean it up. It's not a glamorous topic, but for the families drinking that water, it is the only thing that matters.
She is the governor who went global, but still watches the local water quality.
Exactly. She balances the Situation Room with the town hall meeting better than almost anyone.
That is our profile for New Hampshire's senior senator. Stay tuned for our next profile. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.